sports, politics, life, Ideal Health Regenerative Medicine presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at idealhealthkc.com.
If you thought the Chiefs are good on the field, if you thought the Chiefs are good at drafting players and acquiring talent, wait until you see their work this offseason with wide receiver Rashee Rice. After an alleged incident that it appears he's involved in, as Dallas police are looking for him after an accident took place on Sunday evening around 6:20. We are brought to you today by AmazingGarageFloors.net at 913-901-7139. I spoke with Hutch over the weekend. He's got some availabilities the next couple of weeks to get out to your home and do the bid. Folks, make the call. Find out how much it costs for your new garage floor and find out how affordable this is and how wonderful it is to have this in your garage. AmazingGarageFloors.net, 913-901-7139. So here's what we know. It was a silly weekend around a really, really, really big and important global religious holiday, and that is Easter Sunday. That was sullied, I guess, by Transgender Day at the White House. There are reportedly 31 days of recognition now in the United States of America for something related to LGBTQ plus alphabet folks. 31 days. And that doesn't include their months. Like there's two or three months that are rights months or something like that. So there's so much of this stuff, it is just overwhelming. We're not going to spend a lot of time on this because you know it's silly, I know it's silly, and I just don't want to feed into the narrative. But as we do this podcast, it is now April Fool's Day, and it seems to me that this is where Rashee Rice comes in 2 days earlier on Saturday. It is just, let's do the details first of what we know. If you have not heard much about this story, which you probably have, Rashee Rice, a car registered to Rashee Rice, a Corvette, a black Corvette, on Saturday evening in Northeast Dallas, was speeding down the freeway, apparently racing alongside a Lamborghini, when they slammed into a bunch of other cars, lost control. It was not an epic fatal crash. There wasn't car rolling. There was nothing set on fire. It looked like one of those silly NASCAR dust-ups where they all just kind of bump each other and get sideways, and then they all stop on the track and get out. That's what this was. It didn't really look like anybody was going to be hurt from any of this. It was just bumping. And the Corvette pulled up to the side against the guardrail. And then apparently they all got out. There's live video of the thing occurring from a dash cam of another driver that the two fast cars passed. So we see it all in real time. Then we see some people get out of cars, exit cars, whatever, and start to walk away. First things first. All right, I can't tell by any of the photos or videos for sure if Rashee Rice was there. It appears that he was. There are Chiefs fans online that are looking at the video saying that's Rashee Rice, and he got out the other side and wasn't driving. And I want to know how you got out the other side if the other side was up against the concrete wall, because that's where the car came to rest. What we saw was a bunch of young men walking away from this accident. One of them was carrying a case. Another appeared to have something else in his hand. Witnesses on the scenes, witnesses, a mother of a four-year-old child who was grateful that her child wasn't hurt and that she's okay, said they never came over and asked, are we all okay, anything like that. They just got out of their fast cars and left, fled the scene. They didn't run. They walked away. The witnesses were very upset, and one witness says they believe that the men took guns out of their cars and put them on them and walked away with their guns, like they didn't want to be caught in gun charges. Nobody knows for sure. The Dallas police basically are looking for Rashee Rice. My guess is he'll turn himself in. If he was in one of those cars, he will turn himself in on Monday. There was a report out on Sunday that Rashee Rice has retained counsel. Okay, I believe much of this. There are Chiefs fans that say they don't think Rashee Rice was driving. Well, of course, Chiefs fans will say that. I don't know. We don't know. The Dallas police aren't saying. What we know is this is stupid, it was wrong, it was bad. What I will say the headline for me is here is because the first thing that happens is we all go, okay, nobody's really hurt. There were some minor injuries. Nobody's really hurt. And we just move on. As fans, as listeners to this podcast, whatever, you move on and you go, okay, is Rashee Rice going to jail? Because this is a real crime. You bust people up and you walk away from it in a hit and run. You could do some jail time. Now, again, fortunate, nobody was really hurt. There will be no way to prove whether the drivers were impaired. They walked away, and a lot of people will surmise that the reason they walked away is because they didn't want to be caught either impaired as drivers or with guns in their car or something in their car that they didn't want the cops to find, and they fled with that. It'll be really tough for the cops to prove any of these things. I don't know. I don't know the law. I don't know whether they helped themselves or hurt themselves by walking away. All I know is it was the wrong thing to do. You at least walk around and see if everybody's okay and say we can call 911. It's the very least you can do. I mean, it was the wrong thing to do. If Rashee Rice is involved in this, he did a really bad thing. And he should pay some sort of a price and he should learn. This is a man who just had his second baby with his girlfriend. He's got a baby mama, two kids already. And he's out racing cars on a freeway in Northeast Dallas at, I mean, we'll assume well over 100 miles an hour. There's no way really to tell. They go zooming around cars that were probably driving 70. So high speed. They smash up six cars and they walk away and they don't check on anyone. This is really, really, really bad. Now, since you're a fan and you're wondering whether he's going to play, Rashee Rice has a lot going for him. He is a star player in the making. I'm going to rattle off some things for you that this is the perfect storm for Rashee Rice for this to be nothing for him, regardless of what happened. Okay? Watch the Chiefs go to work on this. If you think the Chiefs are good at football on the field and you think they're good in front office acquiring players and building rosters and managing the salary cap, wait till you see the work their lawyers do. And this is in a city where the owner lives, Clark Hunt, Dallas, Texas, where he's one of the most philanthropic and high-powered people in all of Dallas. Watch him and the Chiefs' lawyers go to work for Rashee Rice. Rashee Rice will not spend a nickel on legal fees. Legal fees do not fall under the salary cap. Watch the Chiefs go to work on this. This is going to be amazing. He's not going to miss any football. You just watch. The thing will either get completely resolved before the season or delayed and pushed back until after next season. And we'll be talking about this again in a year, that he has his third appearance in court and da-da-da-da-da, and it drags out, and it becomes a Frank Clark situation. Remember, the Chiefs spent $100 million and signed Frank Clark. Frank Clark got popped twice on felony gun charges with Uzis in his car in the hood in Los Angeles, in the worst part of town, rolling around with these weapons, twice got popped, felony gun charges, and just kept playing football. And hugs Andy Reid and smooches all over him when they win the Super Bowl, everything's good. Andy Reid's son gets drunk at work and nearly kills a girl driving home drunk. When I've said many times, people have told me there was a big party thrown that day by the coaches, for the coaches. It was their day to celebrate because there was no dinner out that week in Miami at the Super Bowl because of COVID. They were home. And so traditionally there's a big coaches dinner. They didn't get to have that. And so they had something at the stadium, and Andy Reid's kid, who's an addict, got drunk and almost killed a girl driving like a fool. And we never heard what happened. The Chiefs were never forced to comment. This is a league where John Gruden sends emails that are 8 years old and he gets fired. The Washington Redskins apparently years ago had some people saying some suggestive things to women who work there, and they have a complete gut cleaning. Just a complete colonoscopy of the entire operation is gutted, and they wind up moving and selling the team and changing the name and doing all this other stuff in D.C. We see these things with other franchises. Never the Chiefs. They never pay a price for anything. There is no more powerful team than the Chiefs. It reminds me a little bit of the Patriots. Robert Kraft, prostitution ring at a massage parlor in Palm Beach, Florida, where you go all the time. No big deal. Paid his fine, signed off the documents, went about his way. Robert Kraft's fine. It's unbelievable. The Chiefs are maybe better at this than football, and they're the best in the league at football. And they've been doing this the entire time, my whole career, the Hunt family, they're the best fixers I've ever seen. Like, they could be a movie or a documentary. The things that they have fixed, covered up, gotten away with, or solved through the legal process because of their contacts, their wealth. They basically, what, paid off the family of this little girl and said, we're going to take care of you for life if nobody ever finds out what really happened at Arrowhead. See, the thing here is they don't want you to know what happened, and they're not going to want let you know what happened with Rashee Rice. Now, I don't think they can keep this one out of the public eye. I think if he was driving, we're going to find out he was driving. Was he impaired? Did they have guns? I don't think that, I mean, I think the Chiefs and the lawyers are going to be great at this. Trust me, this team they will put together for Rashee Rice in Dallas over this incident will make like OJ's lawyers look like minor leaguers. Honest to God, this is going to be for Rashee Rice, a player they don't pay very much money to, who is on the cusp. Well, he is a superstar. Second half of the year, he's one of the best receivers in the league. He had a better rookie season than Tyreek Hill. This is a superstar. The Chiefs will do anything and everything they can for this guy, and they will be great at this. And Rashee Rice will play football, and they will act like he was a victim, and will be told, well, they were just kids being kids. There was nothing really bad going on. It was 6 o'clock at night in broad daylight. It wasn't like it was 3 in the morning, and they were all impaired or out doing whatever. You know, he's a young father. He's got 2 young children, and he made a mistake, as young people do. You're going to hear it all. You're going to hear it all in defense of Rashee Rice. The Chiefs are great on this. They'll cover this. They'll take care of this. The problem is Rashee Rice will learn nothing from this. That has always been my issue with the Chiefs, especially with great young players. There was a player named Jones many years ago that was involved in a hit and run in Kansas City. And it was bad. He hurt somebody bad. It was like a rollover incident. I think his last name was Jones. And I think he was from Texas. I don't remember all the circumstances. It was like the Benton curve. He was going really fast and whatever. I mean, I think he wore an ankle bracelet or something to practice. He just kept going. He was a fullback, I believe, not a running back. It was more of a blocker than a runner. You guys may remember the incident. Similar type deal. He fled the scene. I think he was not a great player like Rashee Rice. So within a year or two, he was probably gone, I think. But they took care of that. They had Tamar Vanover, Bam Morris dealing drugs in their locker room. They wind up losing the players, but they were covering that up, saying it wasn't happening. Oh, the FBI was working the case. The Chiefs kept him on the field, you know, until they're locked up. They're going to play. They're really good at this. Justin Ross this past season, domestic battery. He went out and took scissors to her Mercedes-Benz and carved it up. He broke all her stuff, wound up with very small misdemeanor-like charges, and was back on the field on week 16. But the Chiefs, did they do anything to Justin Ross? No. No, the commissioner in the NFL put him on the exempt list, so he missed like 2 months in the season because the NFL took action. There will be no action here by the Chiefs. Will Roger Goodell do something? My guess is that the wheels are already being greased by Clark Hunt and Roger Goodell, that Goodell, you're going to stand down on this one. We're going to give it some time. Let's see what it's all about. We're not doing anything to Rashee Rice. Show us mercy. This is our one get out of jail free card in the NFL this year. We're going to play it on Rashee Rice, Commissioner. Let's keep this one on the lowdown. But Justin Ross last year was back out there playing on Christmas Day against the Raiders and the last game of the year against the Chargers, and he's still on the roster today. Near as I went to the website this morning, he's still on the roster. Justin Ross is still here. They believe in his future. Justin Ross is a fraction of a wide receiver what Rashee Rice is. That's obvious. And the problem is when the Chiefs take care of this, Rashee Rice is likely to do something stupid again. He's about to learn not only is he going to make a lot of money, not only is he a great player with a Super Bowl ring, and he's got 2 babies, that he can run around and live this kind of life, and the Chiefs will fix it for him. That's what the Chiefs do. Okay, on to the Royals. And wow, what a day on Sunday. The Royals beat the Twins 11-0 on Easter Sunday. Bobby Witt Jr. had a single, a triple, and a home run in his first three at-bats. He had two more at-bats left in the game with a chance to hit for the cycle. George Brett was on board watching from the press box with J.J. Piccolo, the general manager, and Bobby Witt struck out twice. So that kind of stinks. Salvi hit a big home run, had three hits. The Royals had five different players homer in this ballgame. The Royals now have six different players who've homered this season in three games to start the year. Bobby Witt Jr. is hitting .545. He has a very real chance and will likely be the American League Player of the Week unless he goes to Baltimore on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and just gets locked down. The Royals are headed to Baltimore. Baltimore's starting pitching is really good, and there's a lot of people around baseball talking about the Orioles starting pitching, which through the Orioles are 2-1. They got two terrific starts where they only gave up a run or two, and then they gave up a couple yesterday and lost 4-1 because their bats went silent. But don't look now. The best starting pitching in baseball belongs to the Kansas City Royals, and it still matters. Cole Reagans was terrific on opening day. Seth Lugo was even better on Saturday, and Brady Singer was better than both of them on Sunday. Brady Singer was insane on Sunday. Seven innings pitched, 98 pitches. 19 swing and miss. Four changeups is all he threw. But he goes scoreless for seven innings with 10 strikeouts and gives up just two hits. In doing so, Singer moved it up to third in the American League in the last 3 years of seven-inning-plus starts with zero runs. Let me repeat that again. Over the last 3 years, Brady Singer is third in the American League in starts of seven innings or more with zero runs. We know the freakish stat that when Singer pitches, the Royals win. It started to subside last year in the second half of the year. Singer was having some bad starts. He'd go out and give up five runs in two innings, and they'd ask him to hang on and try to get to the fifth, and they'd lose some games. The year before, it was free. It was just crazy. If Singer starts, the Royals win. That's been a pattern of his time here in Kansas City. Again, there was a two and a half month stretch last year where that went away, and it has scared the living daylights out of us. Pitching looks easy for this guy. As he matures and grows, this is so easy. They're like, you have to develop a changeup. Well, he threw four of them yesterday. It was unfreaking hittable. Everything he throws moves. Everything moves different directions. He moves at a quick pace. It is a pleasure to watch this man pitch when he's got it going. And he had it going on Sunday. 19 swing and misses by the Twins is the second best in his career. This was the third best overall start of Brady Singer's career. And this is a guy that took a no-hitter into the ninth inning one time. And a no-hitter into the eighth inning. I am not going to get out over my skis on the Royals. Their number four starter goes at 5:30 today at Baltimore. Michael Wacha, they've brought in. Michael Wacha is the number four starter for the Royals right now. He's the number four. Last year, he was 14-4 with a 3.32 earned run average. And that's the Royals' fourth best starter. They're going to go out almost every single night with their starting pitching and get deep into the game with a chance to win, even when they don't hit. And my God, when they do what they did Sunday, forget about it. Now, they're not going to do that very often. What they did Sunday, they're not going to do very often. 11 runs. They got nine in the first two innings. Then another one in the third. They had 10 runs in the first three innings. Okay, they're not going to do that much. But when they go out and score four runs in the first five innings, what are those games going to look like? 4-1, 4-2, 4-0. The alarm bell going off is the bullpen, the first two games stunk. It was horrible. I can't give you a great judgment on this. I know some of these guys have records. They've been around. A lot of people believe the Royals have quality relievers, but not great relievers, but not crappy ones. Well, Stratton looked terrible on opening day. Will Smith was a disaster. He's going to be the closer. He was a complete train wreck blowing the game on Saturday. All right, so the bullpen is awful or was awful this weekend. But the starting pitching, it really matters. And Bobby Witt Jr., well, there's a chance the Royals have the best player in baseball. There is a chance. I'm not predicting it. There is a chance Shohei Ohtani's in all kinds of trouble. There is a chance the Royals have Patrick Mahomes at shortstop. Bobby Witt Jr. is a freak, and he's off to a great start. And it was great that they played as well as they did. And the win was very important. You don't want to start 0-3. The win's very important. But honestly, Bobby Witt Jr.'s got the contract. He's got the money. We see all these things. The best thing was Brady Singer. If that guy is what the Royals believe he's going to be and what all of baseball believes he's going to be, and he's your third starter, you're about to win a whole bunch of games. You're about to win. You got a couple of guys. I don't think Lugo and Waka fit in this category. Lugo and Waka are just terrific pitchers that are game in and game out. You know what they're going to be. They're going to just give you a quality start. But Cole Reagans and Brady Singer both have Cy Young stuff. And they both flashed it, mostly Singer. Singer wants to keep doing that. You can just go ahead and give him the trophy. Because that was epic. His performance was just fantastic on Sunday against the Minnesota Twins. KKHI is brought to you by Back 9 Development. I got an email from a gentleman this week that said, and it kind of hurt me to read this. He said, we've gone through the process of building a house, and we had met with and talked to TJ at Back 9 Development. I guess maybe this was like a year and a half ago. And thought about doing it. And he priced everything in, and we got a little scared at the price. And we've had a really bad experience with the builder we've been with because everything that they had was cheap and we had to upgrade and we had to do this. And every step along the way cost more than the bid. I thought, well, I've never really talked about that. That doesn't happen with TJ. You tell him what you want and what you're looking for, and the cost is the cost. And some of these big corporate home builder types, everything in there is cheap. I mean, everything is an upgrade. They're going to get you for tens of thousands of more just upgrading things because, oh, well, I only bid this at this cheap toilet or cheap sink that you would never put in your kitchen. I wouldn't put that faucet in my kitchen. Okay, it's going to be another $380 to get the faucet you want. Nonstop like that. That doesn't happen at Back 9 Development. TJ is a custom home builder. He's going to build this home the way you want it built. He's going to bid it out, give you a price, and you're going with it. That's the way to do it. It pays off in the end. Call TJ and talk about the way they do things. If you're interested in building, Back 9 Development would love the opportunity to build your home for you. 785-236-0161, back9development.com. Jessica's headed to see Dr. Bush later today at North Kansas City Dental. I'm just glad it's not my appointment day. That's all. I don't mind going to the dentist like I used to because it's good to go see Dr. Bush and his team. And I want to give a shout out to the parents of Dr. Anna Everson at North Kansas City Dental. She's one of the other dentists at NKC Dental. Her parents were at our patrons party last week for the Royals watch party in Prairie Village. It was great. I chatted with them at great length. They said, our daughter is one of Dr. Bush's dentists. I'm like, that's so awesome. Way to go, Dr. Anna. Dr. Anna Everson could be your dentist too. Last time I went there, I saw a different dentist than Dr. Bush. There's a whole bunch of dentists in there. They're all great. And we're all kind of the same. When you know Dr. Everson's parents are at a KKHI patron party, you're in pretty good hands at North Kansas City Dental, folks. I think we know who Dr. Bush hires. NKCDental.com, 816-471-2911. And Cross Kitchens KC, anything remodeling in your home, Cross Kitchens KC is ready for you. If you just want new countertops or flooring, they'll do that. You want to gut your entire kitchen and start over, they'll do that. You want to get your man cave ready this summer? Now's the time to get the bid. Get your bid in, talk about what you can do with your man cave, and get ready to go by August for football. It'll all be done by then. If you start now, it'll all be done by then. CrossKitchensKC.com, 816-898-7047. The Final Four is set. Your bracket is busted because nobody had North Carolina State in the Final Four. That's Kevin Keats. Kevin Keats is in the Final Four. I think they're done winning. I think Purdue beats North Carolina State. I've been betting North Carolina State every game, man. They've been fun to watch, and they're well-coached, and there's a lot to like there. And so we've been hitting that one. My buddy Cato had the money line on him yesterday. It paid plus 280, I think he said. Woo! Big hit on North Carolina State to win the game outright. Very nice. UConn plays Alabama. North Carolina State plays Purdue. This was a very interesting weekend of basketball. UConn and Illinois were tied 23-all on Saturday, and UConn went on a 30-0 run. If you didn't see it, it was one of the most unbelievable things I've ever seen. Let me state this very plainly. Illinois is really good. They've got all the parts, and Brad Underwood can coach. They were fighting. They were scrapping. It's 23-all against UConn. They don't score the last couple minutes of the half. It's 28-23 at the half. UConn comes out and runs it back up. All of a sudden, it's 53-23, and this game is over. A 30-0 run. This wasn't against some directional Cinderella school that made it to the Elite Eight. This was Illinois out of the Big Ten, who've beaten a lot of people and played great basketball of late. Won the Big Ten tournament, right? Didn't they win the Big Ten tournament to beat Wisconsin? This is a really, really good basketball team, and UConn went on a 30-0 run. So let's not kid ourselves. Anybody other than UConn winning this thing will be a big surprise. If UConn wins it, it will be their sixth national championship in 25 years. We spend all day long talking about Kentucky, Duke, Carolina, Kansas, UCLA, Indiana. The blue blood of college basketball is UConn, and it isn't close. If Hurley wins again this year, and they are a massive favorite to win this thing, it will be UConn's sixth title in 25 years with three different coaches. Apparently, that's where you want to coach. There is nobody else in the sport if they pull this off. I mean, it's all just media overhype for everyone else. There's nothing close to this. There just isn't. And I've never seen anything like that against a quality opponent. I've literally never seen in my life in a game like that a 30-0 run. I don't remember that. 30-0 over two halves? Brad Underwood had the ultimate timeout to slow it down and couldn't slow it down at halftime. A 30-0 run against the Big Ten champs who are playing great basketball, and you're tied. This game on. This is to go to the Final Four. 30-0. UConn. Oof. This Final Four headliners are all big men. UConn's got Donovan Clingan, who's very good. He's 7'3". He's a big man in the middle. But the matchup we're going to see on Saturday that's sick is North Carolina State and Purdue. North Carolina State has this big 300-pound dude, DJ Burns, who's just got a little knack. He's not a big jumper. He's not a big runner. He's a big, heavy dude, but he is fun to watch. And he had 29 points on Sunday beating Duke, which was a blast to watch, watching Duke get beat. But Purdue's Zach Edey, he had 40 points and 16 rebounds in their game in beating Tennessee. And then after the game, he slammed Tennessee coach Rick Barnes for not recruiting him. Zach Edey on national TV said, "Everybody's overlooked me. Rick Barnes is a fine coach. He does a great job with his team, but he looked over me. He came and watched me play and thought I couldn't do anything. He thought I was just a big guy that couldn't do anything." And then Edey busted out the F word right there on national television. He F-bombed the whole world, and he sounded an awful lot like Travis Kelce while doing it. His cadence, the things he was saying, nobody believed in us, the way he talks, he sounds just like Travis Kelce after a game. Zach Edey is 7'4". He's from Toronto, and he's a beast. And I think he's the end of the line for North Carolina State. But either way, Donovan Clingan, the big man for UConn, it's going to be a story in the national title if UConn beats Alabama. It'll be a story that he's up against either the 300-pounder Burns or Zach Edey. So the big men are dominating the Final Four. I can't wait to watch. Sporting Kansas City got a win over the weekend at Toronto, 3-1, a convincing dominant win. Sporting Kansas City last year, as you recall, got after that horrific start and then made a pretty good run in the playoffs. They got in. They were playing their best at the end. No such thing this year. They're 1 point out of second and only a couple points out of first in the West. They are 2-1-3. What that means is they've only had one match with no result. So one match out of six, they got nothing. But they're 2-1-3. They have 9 points. They dominated Toronto in this match over the weekend. And they host Portland on Sunday. It'll be on Fox and Apple TV. So Sporting Kansas City, it should be noted, off to a much better start this year than last year, and we applaud them for that. As a reminder, I'm a big fan of Peter Vermees. He believes in all the things that we believe in. And I don't mean that politically. I've never had a political discussion with him. He believes in personal responsibility. He believes in accountability. He will always step up and say, this is on me, and he means it, and then he backs it up. You cannot have more respect for a coach than I have for Peter Vermees. Soccer is not my favorite sport. The way he coaches soccer appeals to me greatly. It is everything I believe in. And, you know, I'm usually looking for coaches where the players say, wasn't that fun playing for that dude? He's a tough son of a, you know what? I'm sure there's some ex-Vermees players that say that. That was a grind, man. That guy was tough. Belichick had people like that, Nick Saban. I'm always looking for coaches in sports. Where they go, that's a tough, Bob Knight, that's tough playing for that guy. That speaks to me, and I think that's playing for Peter Vermees, and they're looking good early this year. Our news today brought to you by Earth Effects Outdoor, online at eeoutdoor.com. Have them out to your house for your cleanup this spring. Your stuff's overgrown and looking crappy. Just make the call, 816-478-7700. They'll clean up the stuff that looks bad. They'll put in some fresh mulch. You won't believe how nice your place looks. eeoutdoor.com. Don't wait till you sell your house. He says the most common thing he gets is people who are getting ready to list their house. They say, I'll clean this up. Can you bring us a little new rock here and do this? And then they go, wow, I don't really want to sell the place. No, clean it up for yourself. eeoutdoor.com, or consider hardscapes this year. A patio, a fire pit, a pond, a waterfall, an outdoor kitchen, lighting, outdoor bar. They do it all. eeoutdoor.com. Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet GMC. I'm headed up to see the guys at the dealership on Friday, getting four new tires on my Chevy Blazer. Had the car for 3 years, not quite 3 years, and it's time to get some new tires on there. I'm getting a $100 rebate. They're offering rebates right now on tires at Roberts Robinson. Check out their pricing by calling Roberts Robinson at 826-1563. That's 816-826-1563. They've got great financing on Chevy and GMC trucks and SUVs right now at Roberts Robinson. And Advanced Medical Imaging, see what's inside. If your doctor says, I'm not sure what that is, let's get a scan. We think it might be prostate cancer. We think it might be a tumor. We think it might be this. Why would you wait 5 weeks to get the scan? Oh, because they refer to you to a place that tells you to wait 5 weeks. Bad idea. Advanced Medical Imaging will get you in today or tomorrow, and they will take your insurance. If your doctor says get a scan, you're good to go at medimageks.com. Stop waiting. Don't do this. You deserve better. Today or tomorrow, medimageks.com will get you in. Call for an appointment, 785-856-0224. On to the news. Over the weekend, I saw a wonderful story, local story. We're going to talk a little journalism here. In Denver, because sometimes the local news does actual news. They show you the truth of what's going on. And the reason they do this is, even if they're if you're a liberal in Denver, okay, and you're a reporter, you still want to do journalism. You want to learn stories. You want to learn things. You want to find something out that somebody else doesn't have. You want to break news. You want to put a story on the air that nobody else has, because it's what will help you climb in your career. Remember, we're all self-driven. We all want to move up in our career. We all want to do whatever, right? So, reporter in Denver gets an undercover piece of video from a person in Denver called the Newcomer Liaison. Remember, Denver has said, we're a sanctuary city. Come on in. Well, they're overwhelmed in Denver now. Denver's a hot mess. They put some government official in charge of being the Newcomer Liaison. So, you get dozens, if not hundreds, of people in a room. This person speaks Spanish and English, and gives a speech to all these people and says, here's how this is going to go down. Here's what we have for you. Here's what we don't have for you, blah, blah, blah. Somebody records this speech to this large group of illegals. And what does the Newcomer Liaison tell these people in Denver, the self-designated sanctuary city? This person goes on a long monologue about how they have more all kinds of more programs, facilities, food, shelter, money, debit cards in New York and Chicago. We will send you there. If you'd like to go there, we'll get you there. We'll send you to the Canadian border. Canada has even more. Canada is the land of opportunity. They're socialist, and they'll give you anything you want if you can get to Canada. We'll take you to the border. Denver says, we'll take you, this person goes on to say, we will take you to any city in America you want to go to. Where do you want to go? We will take you. But there's 40,000 people we're taking care of here in Denver that got here before you. And we're taking care of all of them because we're a sanctuary city, but we can't take care of any more. So you need to find another city. We recommend New York and Chicago, but we'll take you to the Canadian border or anywhere you want to go. We're full. They put this on the local news. It hasn't made national news yet. It should. Everybody should see it. This is what happens. Now, clearly one of the things that we could clear up with the money we've spent in Ukraine is our border. I was emailed this by a listener. It's a 45-second clip from a podcast. It's two dudes. I'm sorry, I didn't write their names down. But it's a YouTube kind of podcast, and this is a mashup. This isn't a straight 45-second cut. It's sort of edited. The 45 seconds is what the United States could have done with $165 billion instead of sending it to Ukraine.
Check this out. With the $165 billion we gave to Ukraine, we could have built six border walls to stop illegal immigrants from pouring across our southern border. Could have fixed Flint's water system 215 times over.
Easily.
Could have given, I like this one, could have given every homeless vet $2 million.
Holy shit.
Could have given $50 million to every family impacted by the Maui wildfires.
And they got $700. They got $700 each.
We got to get our priorities straight, buddy.
According to HUD, they think it would take $20 billion to end homelessness in America. $20 billion. And what'd you say? We've sent 100 and how much? We could have ended...
$165 billion.
So we could have ended homelessness eight times over in America.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, it's outrageous.
Our priorities are...
It's outrageous.
There you go. Because of course we could have done all those things instead of sending that money to Ukraine. It's staggering. The stupidity of our federal government right now is, it's just mind-boggling. You know, we sit around and we complain about these things and it never does any good. We get with each other and, oh, the federal government, $200 hammers and like, yeah, they're idiots. But this stuff is so stupid and idiotic and destructive for our country. When you step back from the part of we're just used to just bagging on the government, if you step back from that, it just literally will give you a headache. If you start obsessing over this stuff and thinking about it, you're like, how could any country be this great and this stupid all at once? The greatness that led us to where we are today somehow left a hole in the system for the lunacy that we're enduring and a political party that wants to tear the entire apparatus down. They want to return America to being nothing and starting over. Literally, that's what they want to do. And nowhere is it more obvious than $165 billion to Ukraine, which made a lot of people in America and Ukraine rich and killed hundreds of thousands of young people, Russians and Ukrainians, and nobody seems to care. Cities are getting blown up. People are dying, but you know what? A lot of American people are getting rich. A lot of politicians, a lot of defense contractors, a lot of business people, a lot of stock owners, rich, 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 rich. We don't care. 100,000 Ukrainian kids dead. Who cares? Zelensky's getting rich. He's getting really rich. Billions and billions of dollars are floating his way. You know that's the case. His entire cabinet, they're driving up. It's a weird war. Like, they've never even tried to bomb the capital of Ukraine. They've never tried to take Zelensky out. They're just allowing him to be there. And his cabinet members drive up to work every day in Bentleys. Folks, you got to see these videos. Like, the defense secretary drives to work in the morning in his Bentley, parks it right out front, goes into the Capitol. What? This is a war? We are being totally grifted and hoodwinked by these people. Completely and utterly. That is an awesome clip. We appreciate that. I can't verify any of their numbers, by the way. Those guys. but it sounded great, so I'm on board with it. Bad look for the University of Missouri. They have a renowned journalism school at Mizzou. And the reason I didn't go to Missouri, I don't think I've ever said this. My sister went to Missouri. The reason I didn't go to Mizzou was they had a rule that in their journalism department, if you wanted to do radio or television, you had to be a junior before you were allowed on the air. To do any reporting, any radio hosting, anything, you had to complete all of these classes your freshman and sophomore year before they'd give you a chance to do what you really came there to do and be good at. I said, it's not for me. It'd be nice to have that degree because it's a prestigious journalism degree. That would have been nice. But I wasn't going to waste my first 2 years of college not working on radio and TV trying to get better at what I wanted to do. So I picked Kansas State where my brother had gone because they'd allow you to do this as a freshman if you were good enough to do it. Well, I was confident that, yeah, just give me an hour show. I'll spin some records, open the microphone. I've been doing this in high school. I'm like, I can do it. But I got to get in and start doing it. I don't want to waste 2 years and not do anything. That was the reason I didn't go to Mizzou. They got a great journalism program, but boy, this is a bad look. I just don't care how you slice this. A bad look. The Hamas victim, Shani Lukes, you may remember the German-Israeli girl, went to the Supernova concert that the terrorist from Hamas came in and shot all those people up. Later, her naked, mutilated body was on the back of a truck with a bunch of Hamas terrorists, and she was lying there. And there are many pictures of her dead at that point. And these were filed by the Associated Press, these pictures. And they won Team Picture of the Year from the University of Missouri Journalism School, which is a prestigious award. The Associated Press wins the award for Picture of the Year for team photos. The family of the woman has sued the Associated Press, claiming they were full participants with Hamas, that they were not only embedded, but they are Palestinians who hate Jews and wanted to show this Jewish girl in the worst possible light dead, mutilated. And it has occurred to me that we should stop journalism awards right now. Because I'm going to slightly side with the family. I can't tell you who took the photos, but there's no way you're an Associated Press reporter standing around with these dudes shooting people up at this deal and not scared and running for your own life. So they clearly were embedded with the terrorists. Whoever the people were that took the picture were working with the terrorists to take pictures of the carnage that they were inflicting. That's not journalism. That's terrorism. And the University of Missouri should be ashamed for giving this award out because there's very little thought that any journalist took this photo. These were taken by Hamas and released, and now they're celebrating awards at Missouri, and it's disgusting. And let me be the first to step up and say, let's end journalism awards. It's ridiculous. They're a complete fraud and fake. They mean absolutely nothing anymore. And to try to prop yourself up and pat yourself on the back and give yourself an award and brag about it because a young Israeli-German girl is naked, mutilated, and murdered and slaughtered at a concert by terrorists? You need your freaking head examined. These people are sick. I'll tell you who's not sick. Sheriff Calvin Hayden, Johnson County Sheriff, was on the podcast a couple weeks ago. If you didn't hear that, go listen. He's awesome. And at the end, we said, hey, he's got a website. He's running for re-election in November if you want to donate. So a woman, a listener, sent me an email, says, I donated, not a lot, I donated. And I was very surprised a few days later to find this in the mail, a handwritten note from Sheriff Hayden. And in the handwritten note, it said, this is an important time in history to stand together and change the current course of our country. And he went on to thank her for her donation, and said his highest priority is to keep the people of Johnson County safe. The handwritten note is the thing of the past, folks. Apparently, Sheriff Cal does it when you donate to his campaign, or maybe if you write him a handwritten note. I just thought it was cool because for some of you, if you're like me, you hear somebody send a handwritten note, that matters. That says something to me that this person is different and good. Sheriff Cal, we are big fans. We'll have him back on before the election. In November, he's got an uphill climb, man. They are out to get him big time. There's like D.C. money coming in to get Sheriff Cal out. Democrat National Committee money to get him out. They are working hard to get Sheriff Cal out in Johnson County. Our final today is brought to you by Window World, simply the best for less. The official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs. Lifetime warranty, 0% interest, 816-799-0820, windowskansascity.com. Advantage Termite and Pest Control is online at AdvantageTPC.com, the only pest control your company will ever need. Major big buildings, too. Commercial buildings, apartment buildings. If you are, if you're in real estate and you own some properties and rent them out, you want to keep those things in good shape, make sure you don't have termites and whatnot, Advantage TPC. Or you just want your house taken care of so you don't have to worry about it. 913-768-8989, Advantage Termite and Pest Control. And Dr. Jeremy Fry at Fry Orthodontics has 14 locations in our area. They do Invisalign. They do ceramic braces. They do metal braces. Whatever your individual goal is what they strive to achieve. They eliminate excessive treatment. They make it fun to go there. And they do it all for the same price. There are other options for an orthodontist. There is only one, Fry Orthodontics. They're it, man. They're literally reinventing the wheel and the experience. This is all about customer care, patient care, and customer service. FryOrthodontics.com, where your smile is just the start. Our final is host Bill Maher, comedian. It was funny to watch this clip. It's too long for me to play. He does a little monologue on it's an HBO show, right? I always see the clips after the fact. I don't watch the show, but I see him after the fact. And he's got writers, and he does a funny monologue every week. And he comes on, and his topic, and there were some good jokes in there, whatever. But his topic was, COVID proved the powers that be were wrong. Whoa. This is a big-time leftist leader that the media follow. When Bill Maher says something, the people in the media and politicians follow. Not the people of America. The people, the powers that be that we were just talking about. And his story is, you were all wrong. And I think one of the reasons he did it was, I was wrong because of you. And I don't like being wrong. And everybody now knows I was wrong about COVID. He made fun of surfing with a mask on. Bubble wrap around things that we didn't need to bubble wrap. Athletes were going to die if they played sports. It was a complete takedown of how Looney Tunes the left was in this country and around the world. It was awesome. Duck, duck, go it, boys and girls, right now. I use Duck, Duck, Go now instead of Google. They don't track you. There's no ads popping up. It's a great service. Duck, Duck, Go is legit, man. It's legit. It's better than Google. It's legit. Duck, duck, go it. Keep your privacy and watch this monologue by Bill Maher. You're going to love it. He was awesome. It comes on the heels of Tucker Carlson doing a podcast on X calling for doctors and scientists to all formally apologize to the world that you were wrong. You told us to follow the science. You said we're the experts we know, and you lied. It is time to apologize to the world. He's demanding these doctors that were wrong about so many things they said about ivermectin and COVID and remedies. And what was the medicine that Trump took when he was sick? All of these different things that you were wrong, you lied, you misled us. Tucker's not crazy enough to say, I want people in the media to apologize. He knows they won't. But if Bill Maher is essentially apologizing by blaming others, I think they're trying to create a circular firing squad here. If they can get the liberals to all just start blaming each other for being wrong about COVID, then we're getting somewhere. In an election year, this matters. Let's get that one going. They do owe us an apology. They were wrong on most of it. They were definitely wrong in spirit, and they were definitely wrong with instinct and common sense. That's what really upset me. I don't care what anybody individually decided to do, ever. You want to lock down in your home for a year and a half and never open the door? I really don't care what you do. You want to wear a mask anywhere you go? I don't care. I think you look like a fool and the mask does no good. I knew that early on. The first time I flew after COVID, I wore a mask that says this mask does nothing. I wore it proudly. I got a lot of thumbs up. I wore it proudly because the airline made me put it on and I didn't want to do it, but I wanted to go play golf where it was warm and I did. So I conceded a little bit, but they completely were absent, completely AWOL in the common sense department. There was none of that. There was nothing logical to what they were saying. And any common sense people that knew that realized these people were fools. They owe us that. They completely owe us an apology. I agree with Tucker Carlson. I agree with Bill Maher. The powers that be were wrong, and now everyone knows it. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast, hitting the like, follow, or subscribe button. It's absolutely free. We're over 70,000 subscribers now to the podcast. Followers is basically what it is. It's free. And we love that because they get notifications every day. Many of you are out there telling your friends about the podcast. We cannot thank you enough about that. Thank you so much. It's going to be a big week here. I'm excited about watching the Royals play against Baltimore. That's a good team. Let's see what the Royals look like now going forward. Sunday's game gave me a little bounce in my step. We got that going. We got the Final Four this weekend. And then next week is Masters week. And that's my, like, I love the Masters. And Jessica and I are going to be taking a couple days off and putting up some podcasts remotely. I think we're going to try to do our first remote podcasts from where we're going to be traveling to. I'll see if I can pull that off on the road. If not, don't email me and say, where's today's podcast? It means it didn't work. I'll figure it out. We're going to get this right. We're going to learn how to travel and still be able to do the podcast. So I'm excited about doing that, and we're going to be doing some of that next week. So thank you. It's a great start to the week. And as always, I appreciate you hitting that play button at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Kevin Keatsman Has Issues has been presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet GMC and is produced by Crooked Tail Media. Please hit the like or follow button wherever you listen or give us a review. For premium content, podcasts, and weekly newsletter, join as a patron at kkhasissues.com for as little as $5 a month. Support all our sponsors and other conservative businesses at thekklist.com.
This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media, Incorporated.